Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
First entrance into the pork chitterlings conversation. My man, Lord Vader C, who's listening on the east side at Willie P Style. We're asking you, which of the one Thanksgiving staples is not part of your table? A lot of disrespect for green bean casserole in these streets, as noted by our good friend and colleague Ken Roundtree, who I'll get to talk to tomorrow morning. I'll be on from 10 until noon tomorrow morning, and then I will have the morning show shift 6 to 10 on Black Friday, Thanksgiving Friday. And then the usual weekend fare with you Saturday afternoon, leading you up to the Iron Bowl. And then Sunday, I'll be on as well with Brian McFadden this week for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We gave Hugh the Sunday after Thanksgiving off. I shouldn't say we. Somebody else did. It wasn't my call. That's just the way it works. Willie P in for John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you and yours are doing well wherever you might be listening to us, either via the radio.com app or on the air. 404-741-0929. We'll talk some Falcons coming up in about 20 minutes time. I want to ask you a question involving them, and maybe some Georgia football as well later on this hour at 940. But before we do anything, we head to the WadeFord.com hotline to kick off the 9 p.m. hour. We talk to our friend Joe Patrick, of course, who covers the Braves, is our Braves insider for 92.9 The Game, and also one third of the Batter Up podcast, which you can see and hear at radio.com on the radio.com app, covering all things Braves and MLB. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Joe. Thank you so much for taking some time with me.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's like kind of like getting the band back together with on the Batter Up podcast, except we're doing it here on the radio. So I'm always down for that, Will. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I almost was thinking that we should have maybe done one after all the moves that we've seen made by the Braves. I shouldn't say all the moves, the two moves that they've made. And while I think you and I differed on the signing of Smiley, I am very bullish on the Charlie Morton signing. Again, only a one-year deal, very Anthopolisian, if that's a word. But to me, I look at this move and I say, here's a guy who can pitch in the postseason. And despite diminished velocity a year ago, brings a lot of upside and experience to a rotation that was sorely needing it.
Yeah, and that the velocity came back a little bit. Alex Anthopoulos mentioned that. That was kind of a flag for them. I don't know if I would say red flag, something that would totally put them off Charlie Morton. Obviously, it wasn't. But, you know, they did notice that the velocity wasn't quite there last year. But it came back a little bit in September, and they said that they really liked to see how he was pitching at that point and in the playoffs. And, you know, one thing he mentioned specifically is just that that drop in velocity was kind of caused by a lot of the chaos that ensued with the whole pandemic situation. And some players were able to take to it, like, you know, peanut butter and jelly, and some guys just, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's family reasons or whatever, just you know, threw them off their routines, and it took them a little bit longer to get kind of back in the groove. And it's something that we talked about this season with all kinds of players, which is that, you know, it was such a small sample size last year that sometimes you get thrown by looking at just the stats from that sample. So I think the Braves, you know, the larger sample with Charlie Morton is that he's been a really, really good pitcher here for the last handful of years at least. So he's going to be a huge asset for the Braves coming up this season. And they're, you know, got to give Alex Anthopoulos credit. He's gone, you know, made no mistake in going right back to reinforcing that starting rotation, which is already one of the strong suits with at least the guys you had lined up at the front of it. And now you've got real depth there.
I don't like any time a signing is made that I have to be sold on it a lot. I feel like that was the case a lot with Smiley. But I also felt like, you know, I'll take a step back, I'll see what else they do, and then I'll evaluate the Smiley signing. How much better does that signing look now, factoring in the addition of Morton?
Yeah, I definitely think it looks better, to your point. I will say, and we, you know, as soon as the signing went down, we started talking about it in our text message group, you know, just kind of deliberating whether we thought it was good or not. And I think that I didn't really know. Obviously, the money that was paid was a little bit over what the market price was for a guy like Smiley. But what Alex Anthopoulos said that really kind of impressed me was just how long they've been kind of going after and targeting Smiley. He said that they, the Braves and Smiley, discussed a contract before the 2020 season because they liked what they were seeing with him coming back from Tommy John. So I think that with Smiley, they've got a guy who potentially has a lot of upside. He's 31, I think, but he doesn't have a ton of innings on his arm, you know, especially recently. He's kind of a more of a fresh arm for a guy his age. So I think you've got a lot of different kinds of profiles of pitchers now in the starting rotation. You've got young upstarts. You've got a guy who's kind of like Max Fried, who's kind of making a name for himself in the National League. And you've got now a couple experienced guys, one in Drew Smiley. And then, of course, Charlie Morton's probably going to be kind of the veteran leader of that rotation. So I think you've got a really nice mix of guys there. And it's the Braves are lined up to right now have one of the best starting rotations in all baseball.
I was going to ask you, where does that place their rotation now? Because at one point last year, we were down to like one guy. And yeah, you know, while they put it together and quite honestly fared a lot better than I think even the most optimistic Braves fan thought that they could, I feel like other than maybe the Dodgers, I don't see another rotation in baseball that can boast not only the firepower but the variability that this Braves rotation can bring to the table, especially when you factor in the young guys.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing, to your point, the fact that these guys are young, I think that this Braves rotation, not only is it kind of set up right now as looking like one of the best in baseball, but there's a lot of upside for all of these guys. You know, like okay, so Mike Soroka is probably a guy we probably shouldn't place too much expectations on. We know what he can do, but just coming off an injury, you never know. But I still think there's room for a guy like Max Fried, despite the fact that he had a great season last year. I think that we're going to see even better from him next season over the course of a full season. And then you've got young guys that we've been talking about for a long time. We'll get to see a full season of Ian Anderson. I think there's a lot of upside for this group. And I think some of the national media members have talked about the downside for this group. But, you know, it's really hard for me to see some of these guys regress. Like, just knowing how professional they are, Max Fried, Mike Soroka, Ian Anderson, these guys are not going to take anything for granted. They're going to continue to work hard and be the humble guys that got them to this point. So I think that there's a lot of room for upside, and I think that you have to say right now that it's looking like the best starting rotation, at least in the National League right now.
Talking with Joe Patrick, our 92.9 The Game Braves insider, on the moves the Braves have made and the ones that could be to come. I think, Joe, if you and I can concede, priority next would be the Freddie Freeman extension. What is next after that in your mind in terms of what exactly the Braves need to do? Is it Ozuna, or is it at least the backup plan for Ozuna?
Yeah, right. It's either Ozuna or insert impact bat that I don't know what it would be off the top of my head, but you know, it may not even be a free agent signing. It could be some sort of trade. You know, they could flip some other assets if they need to go out and get a bat. But I do think that that is definitely going to be a priority for this team. And it's quite clear. Like when we've had conversations with Alex Anthopoulos after both of these signings, both with Smiley and Morton, you know, the press is asking, okay, well, what about, you know, what else are you going to do in free agency? What else are you going to do? And it's been kind of surprising because of how the Braves have gone about these signings, with them happening so early. I think when we last spoke on Batter Up Podcast, we were talking about how we were expecting this to be kind of a long, drawn-out process. And I do still think it's going to be that way. It just so happened that these two guys that the Braves have been targeting that they've signed here recently just so happened to kind of, things lined up for them to be able to make those deals and get them done early. But I don't think that that's really indicative of how this free agency period and the offseason is going to go. I think that we still have a lot of time to wait out because for many reasons, like Alex Anthopoulos keeps saying, there's so much uncertainty, not just with how much money teams are going to have to spend when they're projecting out what their sales figures are and all that kind of stuff. We don't even know if in 2021 we're going to have a DH in the National League. So there's still a lot that's going to be decided. And I think that winter meetings will, you know, I think we'll have a lot of more clarity by that point. But I think that an impact bat is for sure going to be on the Braves shopping list.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams, too, are waiting for that December 2nd non-tender deadline to also make decisions, because they're probably going to be an increase in non-tendered guys, especially those guys who are up for arbitration. One of those guys could be Chris Bryant, depending on whether or not the Cubs want to bring him back for that additional season. He's a name that's obviously been bandied about in trade talks as well. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but I wanted to stop down. What did the money spent by the Braves tell you about their financial wherewithal? Does it tell you that there's more money in the coffers than we realize, or does it tell you that those are their big spending numbers this offseason and they're not going to spend that much more?
Yeah, you know, it's funny it almost felt like, to me, Braves fans, when they saw these numbers of the signings that were made, like, oh, this is it. This is all we're spending. But hold on, let's hold our horses on that. There's still time. We don't really know for sure, but I think it can't be taken as anything other than an optimistic sign that the team is already willing to go out and spend this money this early in the offseason. And the team knows the kinds of things that they need to get done when we're talking about whether you're going to be signing Ozuna or you're going to go out and adding payroll, you know, through somebody else. They know that that's still out there that needs to get done, but they were still willing to spend, what, $26 million, a little bit over $26 million on these two starting pitchers to shore things up. And it's not, you know, there are guys that the Braves could say, oh, you know, they could have not spent so much money and said, we trust Bryce Wilson or something like that. But they didn't do that because they knew that it was a real need for them. So I think it can't be taken as anything other than an optimistic sign that they've gone out and spent this money as they have so far. But again, I think it will be a little bit more drawn out process until we start to see some of these other signings come through.
92.9 The Game, Braves insider Joe Patrick joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You mentioned that the Braves, at least as part of a goal, want to try and acquire an impact bat, whether that's Ozuna, whether that's a name that we don't know, that remains to be seen. If that impact bat is not a starting lineup bat, say it's a bat off the bench or somebody who is going to be a DH that doesn't have the impact that Marcelo Ozuna did for them last year, can that roster put together enough offense to get back to a divisional title and to the reins that they reached in 2020?
I think it can because of the starting pitching. You know, we've been talking about how strong the starting pitching unit is, and I think it's going to be a stronger unit over the course of next season than it was this year, where you had to give the Braves a ton of credit for advancing as far as they did. And especially just even making the playoffs after everything that happened to them. And it was that all happened because they had the best offense in baseball. They might not have the best offense in baseball or in the National League or maybe even in their division next year, but I really think that combined with what they have, and again, I when we talk about the offense as well, you know, we just saw Freddie Freeman win an MVP, and no surprise or it's no coincidence that was his first year where he's played after he had his surgery to remove bone spurs that he's been dealing with for years. So I think we're going to continue to see an elevated level of Freddie Freeman, similar to what we saw this year. And again, he was battling COVID the beginning of this year as well. So I think the Braves lineup is still fine, but they're definitely going to want to add a bat. And maybe the opportune time will be if they aren't able to get a deal done with Ozuna, maybe you add somebody at the deadline or something like that. I do think that it's a solid lineup, but clearly, if you want to talk about this team being a World Series contender, which we all think they should be, you've got to go out there and add a real power dynamic bat like Ozuna brought to the team last year.
JP, I know you took some time away from family to have this conversation, so I'll let you get back to them. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Lippy, for having me on. You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.